Clubroom Backstage.
Anya Schneider is talking to Baugruppe 90, two wonderful young techno artists on their first release on Zeus Music and their very first interview ever.
That's the thing, it's quite awkward to talk about this ghost production thing.
Yes, I know.
Because often the artists...
They don't want
that you talk about.
He was, since I know him, he was always giving me some more insights on the visual side of things, and because I was so focused on the audio stuff. So it was working out pretty well together, and we also had a little project together, released a Lo-Fi House EP. We kind of discovered the whole genre on one week, and then next week we decided to do like four tracks, you know, on the whole weekend, and on the Sunday we pushed it to the distributors, and next week it was online. Whoa. That was like a quick project, but now, I mean, I know the other Paul, now yeah. I'm going with the techno Paul.
Welcome to a new edition of the Clubroom Backstage. And today is really a matter of my heart. I was waiting so long for this today. And actually, if 2020 had something good, then is this, that I have this wonderful two boys here now in my studio. Welcome to the fantastic Baugruppe 90. Hello, Louis. Hello, Paul.
Hey,
what's up? Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is really, it's really the truth, because 2020 was such a terrible year, but the only good thing was that I met you guys, and this was suddenly by accident, because suddenly I got the music from yours, and I was so blown away, really, which normally, I mean, I'm 20 years in this business, and this was not happening so often. So after 5 minutes, I was calling the guy who sent me this music. I was like, oh, what is this? And then, so I met you, and I was really happy and lucky enough to release you on my label. And you just released the Contour EP, which is for me the biggest, greatest music for 2020. And you are so interesting that I directly said you have to come to the backstage. Louis and Paul, actually the good thing is, I don't know if it's a good thing, you are really young, yeah?
Yes, yeah, I'm...
Can you talk? Because it's really, it's not really polite if you normally ask an artist.
No, we're good.
But it's okay with you.
Me, Louis, I'm 21 years old, or young.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm 24 years old.
This was Paul, and this is so interesting, because when I heard your music, I was blown away because of the art of production, and I was blown away of how you interpret techno. Because I heard tracks, even you can hear it on the Contour EP, where you put a lot of genres suddenly in one track. How you discovered techno, I was really like, wow, what is this? This is, for me, a completely new interpretation of 2020 techno music. How you discovered techno, by the way?
When we started to listen electronic music, it was always a part, or we know it, mm-hmm. there is techno. Mm-hmm. But we never took it as something of our heart.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And by time we discovered we love it more than we thought of.
But was there an initial moment? Can you remember? Because I know some things about you. For example, I know you are not clubbers. I know Louis was never ever in a club. And I had this initial moment. I know it was 93 when I heard this special DJ playing techno. So I was like, oh my God. So you remember you had this initial moment?
Yeah, like for me, 100%, because I just told him some hours ago that I was like, my club experience is maybe like one time in a club in Mannheim with Pan Pot.
Oh, yeah. There is a relation. Hello.
There is, yeah. And I remember me standing in front of the mixer and like waiting for the next hype. And I had this feeling that I really, really want to produce techno sometime in my life, because at that time I wasn't producing techno at all. It was just like more housey stuff, and I was not really thinking about that genre in particular. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I really felt that I needed to do something in the future, but I don't know when. And I totally didn't know that I wanted to do it like 1 year after that experience. But now it finally happened, and we are feeling pretty comfortable doing that stuff together. And we also have like a pretty similar background with music.
But Louis, you're not coming out of the blue. Of course, you were saying, I had not the idea that I want to produce techno, but you had already the idea that you want to produce music, because you study
Audio design. Yeah.
Audio design.
Yeah, I'm doing a bachelor in audio design in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was like the perfect opportunity to do something which is in my field of interest.
And you, Paul? Study too? Or?
Yeah, I already did music, but I thought I need some degree to to pay my rent.
Which is an amazing time now for musicians and creative people to pay the rent now.
4 years ago, I learned in digital music distribution, but it was clear I want to do music and produce full time.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. It's a coincidence that you just mentioned Punkbot, because of course, I didn't want to say it, but now I have to say it, because I had the same feeling back in the days, 12 years before, when I heard the first Punkbot, when they gave me the demo CD. This was, I remember when I heard the Baugruppe 90, that I was really feeling remembered on this time when I heard the first Punkbot. So, not the bad.
They sent you a demo or?
No, actually, the story with Punkbot was there were also absolutely no one, and they did little parties here in Berlin, Friedrichshain, and they invited me to make the contact. And I played on a party with them, and we were in total, we were 5 people. So 2 Punkbots, me and a friend of mine, and 1 guest. But they just did the party to invite me to give me their music. So, but this is how we met, and then all other things are history. And they made, and I was really blown away. And this, when I heard your tracks, I was really remembered, because you have a special approach to this, what they had actually, which is always good.
And
but you did. How is your study is audio engineering?
Audio design, yeah.
Audio
basically.
Design. So you're studying really music producer, or what is it?
Yeah, as well. Like it's not only music production. It's also like sound design. Basically, you're learning how to do sounds for film, also music, of course. But mostly like game audio design.
Wow.
Or like for advertisings.
Stay with this. Even when the clubs get open, stay with this and make a degree. Mama Anya said, no.
Yeah, I think I'll finish it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's cool, because I really never thought that I could study something which is like 100% of my interest, because I always had that fear to study something I don't want to do. And then I was thinking like, maybe I'm going to do something which helps me in my future. Mm-hmm. So I found this degree online in Berlin. And also I was planning to move to Berlin after finishing my school. And I remember telling my dad, yo, I want to study in Berlin. And he was like,
great, yes, like, please become an electronic music producer. This is what all dads saying, of course. But actually,
he was not that happy about it, because
I thought one of your dads had like a historic, he has electronic music, or he...
Not at all, no.
No, not Paul? Was it Louis? No? I think you told me that
my dad...
was an old raver, probably.
I think like for 2 years in his life he was, basically.
Oh, wow!
But yeah, then my mom came.
Then everything changed. Always it's the woman that, oh.
No more raves.
Yeah, I remember him showing me cuts from radio shows from 1997... Mm-hmm. Or even earlier, I don't know. And it was like one show, it was once in a month. And he told me like him and his friends were listening in the car to that radio show for like 2 hours in the midnight, because it was in a different country. And like the whole radio show is on YouTube uploaded, and there are so many influences in there. And I listened to it like twice, to the whole recording, and it's so great.
And what your parents said, did you play the EP for them?
Yeah, yeah. I did.
Yeah, Paul, hello. Yeah,
and? You did as well?
Yeah.
And what they said?
My parents aren't that much into electronic music, but they love the idea behind it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, especially Februar 50, always.
Yeah. It's more a little bit relaxed. Yeah. It has an approach to relax. It's not so...
It's a little bit more chill, yeah. I remember my grandma also said she likes that track the most.
Oh my God, this is so cute. Normally when I have the guests here, since I started with this when the pandemic starts, everyone is of course frustrated, has to struggle with their life. I think for you, you have an amazing positive energy, but for you it was not so hard, because you were not working before as a full-time DJ, because I think you just started, and I think your study is still going. So did you get hit by the pandemic? Did you have some strugglings, or do you have some bad moments beside of all this that we can't party together, that we can't hug our friends?
So I definitely felt it because we are both doing some other music work for like commission-based work, and a lot of those jobs were gone in, I don't know, pretty much around after March. And since then, I remember I only had like one or two jobs till now.
So at least you have jobs. I remember when I was 21, I was raving. I was raving my heart off and I was not thinking about jobs and was not caring about this. And Paul, you are working also as a professional music producer. You work also for other people?
Yeah, even in the pop segment a little bit. But
yeah, this is interesting because we have now actual some things going on in the internet about ghost production, which is always like not really nice scene in techno and electronic music, but I think in pop segment or rock segment it's super normal. And I was also always really honest about that. I have always a co-producer, and of course, so how is it working? Do you make deals with them? You're not presenting on the track, you get your flat fee for this, you're presenting a whole track, or you're presenting only a kick? Because I heard also that there are producers, they're just hiring for bass drums, for hi-hats, and how is it working, this whole pop business?
There are different models how we can work with artists. Like, they have an idea and we work out this together. And on the other hand, they come to me and say, yeah, I need a full production, like songwriting, recording, and
everything,
doing the playback.
And which are the nicest ones? Is the more the pop music world is nicest? Oh, come on, all the electronic music. Where are the people more calm and easy?
That's the thing. It's quite awkward to talk about this ghost production thing.
Yes, I know.
Because often the artist,
They don't want
that you talk about it.
Do you have a sign, a paper for this?
Sometimes.
Really, yeah?
Not for everybody, but I make a contract with the artist to take notes of the shares and copyright. Somewhere there's also written that nobody's talking about it.
Crazy, yeah. Okay, guys, now we know everything. Okay, and we're not talking about names. And if you want to sound like Baugruppe 90, forget about it, because they're here. They're not, you will never ever sound like this. Sorry to say this. So we are in a really relaxed situation because we are close for Christmas. We are close for the completely lockdown here in Germany. So what are your plans for this now?
Yeah, so I'm moving to my parents' place tomorrow. Tomorrow night, and
you get stuck there, no?
Because it's just so comfortable over there. You don't need to do like the usual
washing
stuff to keep you alive, and I'm quite enjoying it. And also, it's super easy for me because I can just take my laptop with me, and I also have like a synchronized setup, so I can just take my laptop wherever I want to go and use the same stuff I'm used to working with. So I can produce in my old room in my parents' place.
Oh, they would love it. When it's getting
same for me. I will move or go to Hamburg back tomorrow, and then around Christmas I will go to my parents' place. And
it's also Hamburg?
No, it's not far from Louis' place. It's in the near of Kassel.
Ah, okay.
So
it's a big techno history. But where you guys actually met?
We met in Hamburg. Yeah. So a friend of us introduced us, and we directly started to
making music.
But
how you make music together? You both communicate via laptop, internet, or you have a studio together? Because here in Berlin, you hang all the time together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's visiting us or visiting me in Berlin, obviously we're doing music the whole time. And I have my little home studio set up in my place, and he has his studio space in Hamburg. And so, like, every month I travel to his studio and he comes to my place 1 month after that. And so we have like an exchange of environment, which is also pretty helpful for the music.
And how is your studio looking? What is in your studio for all the nerds outside?
Obviously a desk. And yeah, the desk is also, I think, the biggest part of my studio because I made that with my dad. And like we did some 3D wood cutting stuff in it.
Yes, but the gear. What makes the magic happen? I know I just not used the sentence magic happened. I just read this somewhere. This is like terrible when you have a promo text and it's, oh, this is where the magic happens. And this is, but let's talk
about it. Actually, mostly software because we are young. We don't have much money.
Okay.
And so we got software and it all works out in the box. But like since 1 year, we are both more and more interested in hardware and also invest in some stuff to hopefully get more gear in the future and exchange some of the digital pieces for the analog ones.
But what would you say to all these young people that want to produce electronic music? Is it a good time? We just talked about it. I had a feeling it's actually maybe a good time because you were never really out of the spot. You came just with the new EP. Now is the time where everyone has more time, maybe digging more music, maybe also experience your... Are you feeling comfortable with releasing the first EP as Baugruppe 90 in this time? Especially on
totally,
the label.
Yeah. For me, I think... Because we are not that much, we don't have that much experience in the live scene. Mm-hmm. So we obviously supported to produce instead of go clubbing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they are so cute. Okay, I really have the feeling right now that we were going to hear this interview in 20 years. Because this was your first interview. Let's just listen back when you're already. Because the guys, I have to say, they're producing so much. When I heard the first tracks, I signed them right away. And I think it took 1 week where I got another 5 tracks or something, huh?
Yeah, we I think we showed you the next 2 IDs. We sent you like 2 weeks after that.
So I signed them also right away. So you're going to hear a lot of Baugruppe 90. The guys love what they're doing. And I'm absolutely sure that we're going to listen back to this in 20 years and say, look, this was our first interview. We're going to keep this forever. it was quite crazy when I signed the guys. They came to me and said, hey, you know what? All about the graphics and stuff, we have a friend who is doing it. So you work as a collective. You are not only musicians, you have a friend who does all your graphics, layouts, artwork, and he makes fantastic things. He did all the little videos. You can check it on Baugruppe 90 Instagram, also on mine, but check it on Baugruppe 90, please. It's amazing. So how this works, you have a collective. He works everything out?
So he's a very good friend of mine who also he's connected us.
Yeah. He connected
Paul connected Paul.
So he has to be involved in the whole project somehow.
Somehow, yeah.
Thank you, Paul, for connecting them. The whole world will thank you.
He was, since I know him, he was always giving me some more insights on the visual side of things because I was so focused on the audio stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was working out pretty well together. And we also had a little project together.
Mm-hmm.
Released a Lo-Fi House EP.
just Lo-Fi
like
House,
on
like...
one weekend, we kind of discovered the whole genre on 1 week, and then next week we decided to do like 4 tracks, you know, on the whole weekend. And on the Sunday, we pushed it to the distributors, and next week it was online.
Wow.
That was like a quick project. But now, I mean, I know the other Paul. Now yeah. I'm going with the techno Paul.
But actually, the graphic Paul, let's call him like this.
The graphic Paul.
The art Paul. So he understands your music quite well because it looks for me that he is doing exactly the same visuals. Like, you know, there must be a connection, a strong connection. We saw this on other projects in Berlin back in the days that people grow together, the visualist and the artist. We had some wonderful things from Pfadfinderei, Mozelektor and stuff like this. They had always like this works together really well. And for me, there was always a strong connection and I feel it. So when he is listening to your music or to your ideas, he's already working on things in his head.
Yeah, he's a big fan of our stuff. And
obviously.
Yeah, he also gives a lot of good feedback. He's like the best feedback.
And honest feedback.
Feedback friend you can have because it's not like he's not smashing your track. He's not saying like, yo, you just produced the best stuff ever. He's giving constructive feedback, which also helps us to elevate our productions.
It's good to have a Paul in his life. Also, techno Paul and the art Paul, let's call it. I just remember he was here when he was presenting me the videos and we were listening to your new tracks. And he was completely dancing here in the studio. And I love this energy. I love these people. They just let it out and you can feel the reaction. This is wonderful.
Exactly.
It's good to have him. So check out Baugruppe 90 and the art Paul is Apnea, huh?
Yeah, it's Apnea Berlin on Instagram. Make sure to check it out.
Thank you so much for being here. I know it's quite for Christmas, the first time, and we're going to do this much and more. And you did already a wonderful mix for the club room. How was that?
Thank you, yeah.
Because you're not actually a DJ, you're coming from producer side. I mean, Paul is more.
Yeah, as I said.
You did some gigs.
I did some gigs, but it was quite easy. We have the same taste, or we like the same stuff. And we just throw some tunes together and started
on a little
shitty pioneer
DJ controller borrowed from a friend.
Oh my God, this is super. And I also think that you are a very good example that people should not give up their dreams because everyone thinks, oh my God, why should I now start? I mean, it's wonderful to see you here and that you always did what you're loving. And it's going to get every day a step forward. And so please don't give up. You always have to believe in your dreams and work on this.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, we're super excited about the whole development of our new project. And we have a lot of new opportunities coming up, so stay tuned.
Actually, I have to make how are you going to say? I have to speak it out because you released the EP on my label, and we did send it to some famous DJs out. I have to say it because you were too shy to say it. And actually, I do it since quite a long time. And we got a wonderful feedback from Mr. Laurent Garnier, which was called, I don't know the English word, the Ritterschlag. You know, this is like when you get like, you are good.
It was.
He was overwhelmed by the EP. So I called the guys and said, are you on the computer? I have to send you a mail because I wanted to be live with them when they're going to have to read it. And it was wonderful. And I have the feeling that there's much more coming. And please check out Baugruppe 90. Please, please, please. I'm really loving them. And thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. And thanks for listening.
We're going to have a little red wine now. And
I think as well,
you did
yeah.
your first interview. We're going to keep this for the next 20 years. I'm going to play it every year for you. You remember? Dankeschön. This was the Club Room Backstage. And we're going to make a little Christmas break. Also, me need some Christmas break. Especially, I had so much breaks this year. No? This is crazy. No, but we will be back next year. Stay tuned. Thank you for supporting us and listening to us for the whole year. And please don't forget to check Baugruppe 90. It's really a matter of my heart. No? This was the word. Dankeschön. Tschüss.
Thank you.
Clubroom Backstage.
Produced at Blackout Studios.